police are appealing to the public for assistance in locating a missing 99-year-old woman who they believe was murdered and then abandoned in the mountains.
This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
The West Valley City Police Department issued a statement encouraging people to search the area for evidence related to Maren Carlson's disappearance, especially now that autumn and hunting season are approaching, two popular times that bring more people to the Utah mountains. Garmin Sean Cunningham, Carlson's grandson, police believe murdered and disposed of her body in the mountainous area. According to the West Valley Police, on November 12, 2021, a woman called 911 to report that she had escaped after her husband, Cunningham, held her hostage in her home. Cunningham allegedly told the unnamed woman that he killed Carlson, who lived in the home. According to KSL-TV, the woman claimed Cunningham beat her, cut her with knives, burned her with cigarettes, and cut her with broken glass. He allegedly strangled her multiple times during her captivity, handcuffed her to a chair, threatened her with a gun, and strangled her multiple times during this period. Cunningham allegedly shot his gun inside the house before fleeing with a sword when police arrived to arrest him. He was eventually pursued and apprehended by a canine. According to court documents cited by KSL, Cunningham allegedly tried to smother Carlson before beating her. He allegedly caused her head to cave in and reportedly threw her down the stairs. He's also accused of stabbing her with a piece of her broken walker and a steak knife. During the investigation, West Valley Police said detectives believe Cunningham's dumped Carlson's body near the Utina Wachinach Cache National Forest. Several law enforcement agencies conducted searches for Carlson's body, but were unable to locate her. Cunningham was arrested in December of 2021 for aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstructing justice, aggravated assault, and illegal discharge of a firearm. According to reports, he allegedly committed suicide while in custody in March of 2022.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now. Press subscribe and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.